wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
The House of Representatives passed a bill in pretty wide margin, bipartisan support, to ban TikTok from America unless they sell to an American company or American owner. Mm. They're currently owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance. And they say that, you know, there's issues on security. There's issues that, you know, the Chinese has so much data on Americans, the whole spiel. So now it's past the first hurdle. The next hurdle is that it has to go through Senate, and we'll see if the Senate passes it. The president, after that, then it will go to the president to sign into law. He already said at the State of the Union that he would sign it if it got to his desk. So two of the three hurdles have been passed, right? Essentially, the president said he's going to sign it. The House has already passed it. So now the ball's in the Senate's court. It's up to them to see what they're doing. The former Treasury Secretary is putting together an investment group to buy TikTok. There's been
talk about conflict of interest.
Remember, Meta tried to buy TikTok years ago, and it got blocked by the government. They said it would cause a monopoly. So there's definitely been interest in a variety of American corporations. The TikTok CEO has been very vocal in trying to drum up support to stop this from happening, to stop the forced sale. So this is a very interesting time that we're in right now. So what is the thoughts on this TikTok situation, and how could it potentially play out for the economy?
My first thought was, and shout out to Pearl Mania for making this video, but my first thought was, out of all the issues that's going on in America, food crisis, racism at scale, poor education, poor food, Boeing, y'all planes won't stay together. You're using cheap manufacturing to put planes to fly people across the country. How is this the one thing that everybody can agree upon to pass as a bill? If Zuckerberg had his hand in this, well played, because TikTok is a dominant force. Now, Rashad, I'm not going to go on my rant from 2 years ago because you won the war, right? But my thing is, like, out of all the important issues that we're facing, how the hell is this the issue that everyone on both sides of the aisle agree upon unanimously? And then this guy wants to put together an investment group who blocked it before to try and buy it. I think that's a conflict of interest. Is China stealing our data? Is there some nefarious stuff going on? Yes, but if we don't think that same thing isn't happening with iPhone and other social media platforms that are here in the States, I think we are misaligned. David Sacks made a great point that this could be the introduction of like a Patriot Act 2.0, where there is more spying on our citizens, and I agree 1,000%. And I think the biggest fear here that no one wants to say is if TikTok is not blocked, it could overtake other social media companies. Like, let's take Meta out of it, right? Because I lost that round. They're definitely better than Snapchat. Arguably a little bit more sticky than YouTube. I just think it's a underhanded way to block a company from being here. And if that's the case, how many more other companies are we going to block from doing business here? And they want to block China from having a media company, but you let all the investors buy up all the damn rainforest in South America and then all the land next to government entities here in the United States. Where was the block on that? You didn't block Bill Gates and them from buying all that land together. But TikTok is the big issue that we're worried about. Why? And I know people are going to say they're trying to dumb American citizens down. You think TikTok has dumbed people down more than Instagram and Hollywood? Shout out to Jason Lee. I rock with you. For the show, rock with you. Right? Even though you be at Mel. We friends, all that. But Shade Room and Jerry Springer back in the day. Like, no, American media has done more to dumb down its citizens than anyone in China has.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's an impossible feat, right? It's going to get banned because they've given them 180 days to sell this thing, or the ban's going to be put in place. Now, when you talk about sell, this is not just like a normal transaction. Yeah. The valuation on the low end, do you know what it is for TikTok?
No, I don't.
100 billion on the low end, right? So
who do you sell to?
Right. So this is the issue. So TikTok made $16 billion in sales in the United States last year, according to the Financial Times. If you did a 9X or a 10X evaluation on that, you're talking about on a high end, it could be $150 billion. So you have 180 days for a $150 billion transaction. Tell me how that...
The money's not there for most people.
How does that go through? So why was the cause for the ban? So the U.S., they have a long-restricted policy restricting foreign ownership of radio and television broadcasting, which is kind of tricky, right? Because TikTok is really a social media platform. And so does it fit in the guidelines of radio and television broadcasting? But the real issue is the data, right? They're saying that the Chinese are stealing data from American citizens. But there's a couple, I mean, the sale is one issue. The data is another issue. But there are some people who are saying, like, what about freedom of speech, which is a constitutional
thing,
right? How does that work? Because you're not going to fine American citizens and residents for using the app, but you will try to ban the platform that they're using. So there's a lot of issues there. Ultimately, the road that this it looks like it's headed is toward, it's just going to be banned because, again, $150 billion transaction on a high end within the next 100, and that was early last week. So the countdown is on to 180. We've seen some of these transactions with Microsoft and Activision, and that, I mean, with that process is still going through, right? That's a $67 billion transaction.
Yeah.
How do you speed this thing up? How do you expedite it? I haven't seen it happen at this scale, at that price. It just feels like all signs are pointing into it getting banned.
I think there's a 0% chance that TikTok gets banned.
Thank you.
0%. And I feel like when
people don't even have the money to buy it. It's like Vanguard and Apple could buy it.
Well, that's if they sell it.
Well, no. So here's the thing.
There's two things, right? They can sell it or they're going to ban it.
All right.
Is this political gesture, Rashad? This is like when Trick told him not to. Well, y'all couldn't flop when Trick told y'all to. But it's similar, though.
So yeah, some people really tried it.
Politics as usual. Look, there's a 0% chance that TikTok is not on your iPhone 6 months from now. A few ways how this plays out. It's political grandstandering, and it just, you know, it doesn't get through the Senate somehow, and they still keep fighting about this for the next couple years.
Yeah.
If it actually does get through the Senate, and then the president signs it into action, and they are forced to sell the company, they probably already have a buyer already lined up, and it's going to be either Microsoft or Apple one of these huge companies.
They not letting Meta do it. Yep.
But this is how you got to look at, because, you know, this is how you got to look at the playing field, right? Meta tried to acquire TikTok, right, and got denied by the U.S. government. So as an intelligent person, put this in the comments, looking at the situation, this is like deductive reasoning. What does this tell you? What does this tell you?
Wall Street, or either lobby for him not to be able to get it, or some people in politics don't like Zuckerberg enough to let him have a monopoly.
They already wanted to sell the company.
Yep.
Right. They already wanted to everybody. It's like the prosecutor and the district attorney. It's like the defense attorney and the district and the prosecutor. They all go to lunch at the end of the day. They all friends. Chinese American. they all talk. They're talking in back channels.
We need each other.
To each other. It's like, come on. Like, all of this is just for the public to, they all in communication with each other. If they already wanted to sell the company, then they already have a buyer lined up for this sale. But right?
here's the wrench in it, right? The Chinese, well, ByteDance is a Chinese company, right? They've said that they're not allowing it to be sold at all. So you're saying it is going to exist because it's being sold?
There's a thing called saying something in public.
No, I'm asking you, are you saying it's going to exist because it's going to be sold?
I got to finish my communication. There's a thing called saying something in public. This is politicians do this all the time. Mm-hmm. I'll never support Donald Trump. And then when the Republican Party says you got to sign a letter to support Donald Trump, they sign a letter.
You're right there.
It's all politics. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's not real. You can't believe what's said in the public. It's a thing called propaganda. And America is great at propaganda, but America's not the only propagandist. Chinese are propagandists. Russians are propagandists. Mm-hmm. The whole entire world is in the propaganda business. So what I'm saying is that TikTok is not going. When you have a billion people that's using it, or however many people is using it,
yes,
it's a thing called too big to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Too much power. They're not going to take away.
It's number one in the must-have apps in the App Store.
And too many people are making money from it. Americans. Too many Americans are making money from it. So they're grandstanding, and they're putting out this thing and making it seem like it's a big fight or whatever. Like I said, either the Chinese keep control over it, or they sell it to an American and get rid of it and make a boatload of money, or they sell it to an American and still keep control of it secretly. Option C. The option C play.
The Suge Knight play. Go ahead.
Option C play.
You can like it, but it's mine.
It's called the puppet string.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So it's called the puppet master.
So you're saying that it's going to be sold. Somehow, some way, it's going to be sold. Either whether we know or don't.
It's a 50-50 chance. Because if the Senate doesn't pass it along, then they don't have to sell
it. They don't have to sell it, right.
So the 50-50, it's a 50-50 chance. But if they do pass it along, it's not just going to vanish. They're going to, if they're forced to sell, then they will sell it to an American suitor, and everybody will make money from this situation. No, don't cry for the Chinese on this, guys.
No. Somebody's going to make money.
They're going to make a boatload of money.
Yeah, that's what I said, 100 and 150 on the high end, right? But that deadline, you think that
that's a tight window,
that's
bro.
A tight window.
This is a distraction. That's
the GDP of some countries.
And then you're talking about 6 months from now brings you to July, right? Brings you to July. Oh, no, September. I'm sorry. We're in March. Brings you to September, which means you're about 2 months away from an election where if that doesn't get signed, you know, you get new leadership.
Is that what it should be focusing on?
This is what I'm saying. Like,
this is a distraction. They're trying to take away TikTok. They want to take away TikTok. If they want to take away TikTok, to censor what's being saw and what's being displayed online. Absolutely. And they are trying to have Big Brother's hands in everything. They couldn't do it with Meta effectively because Mark Zuckerberg's too tapped in. Elon Musk controls the whole entire world, so nobody can say anything to X. So they picking the easiest person in this fight, a company that's owned by China. That's like saying something is owned by Russia. Once you throw Russia or China in something, it's easy to get the American public to just rally against it. And now it's about privacy. It was never about privacy. Google owns all of your privacy. Meta owns all your privacy.
Apple owns all your privacy.
Like, it's never about privacy. It was never about protecting American citizens.
The Patriot Act. Freedom of speech.
It was never about protecting American citizens. It's about censoring information. And how is the best way to go about it? Big Brother has his eyes on everything.
Who's the in the event? Let's just say worst case scenario, this thing gets stalled out. This is suspension or something like that of it. Let's just say that happens. Who's the beneficiary? Is it directly Meta?
Who's the beneficiary?
TikTok is down. TikTok is down for, I don't know, 2 weeks while they're trying to figure this thing out. Not saying it will be. Worst case scenario, doomsday, that it happens. Is it Meta? Is it X? Is it a Snapchat? Like
Google?
Who's the beneficiary?
YouTube.
In the event that worst case scenario happens,
everybody's the beneficiary. All of the people that you just named, those people. It's a phrase in the Urban Dictionary called "those people." if you study those people,
you know,
every person in power.
Them? Are you speaking of them?
Yeah. Every person in power.
Or are they?
Them, they, it's a
what pronoun?
Consortium. It's a consortium. So of course Google's gonna benefit. Of course Meta's gonna benefit. Of course X is gonna benefit. Of course politicians that are invested in a variety of different companies are gonna benefit. Everybody benefits.
Wait, you asked Nancy this when you saw her last week?
But this is what I'm saying. If all those people are gonna benefit, they put the thumbs up on you.
Oh.
If all those people are gonna benefit, imagine in the lobbying to make sure that this actually could happen.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.